Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, joining the show now is Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Jason, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. Hope everybody is well there in Cleveland. I'm sure you are, hosting the draft and everything. It's awesome.
It's an exciting time. Unfortunately, the weather is not keeping its end of the bargain. It's like 55 and raining today.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's life. What are you going to do? By Saturday, it'll be nice. But it is draft day. It's a crazy time of the year. How do you, Jason, as someone who's well-connected around the league, parse out when you're getting all this information, what's real and what's not? How do you do it?
It's gotta be tough. Look, I wish I could tell you I had it figured out and there was some algorithm or mathematical equation or formula I had. You know, there's certain people you go way, way back with who you really, really trust. And, you know, a lot of them are pretty plugged in and some are willing to share what they hear from other organizations. And, you know, you just kind of have a filter and sometimes it's just instinct or whatever.
Right.
But there's so many ulterior motives and so many competing narratives and so many people in this business looking for an edge that they think can be gained one way or the other by manipulating a draft board or manipulating perception or manipulating the media. So, I have certainly been spun before, and I'm sure I will be spun again. Sometimes it's probably knowingly, and sometimes it's somebody trying to help me out, but they themselves got spun, and they ended up believing what they were spun on, and it's a twisted game of telephone. But I guess it's part of what makes it fun, too. As much as I'm sick of it now and I want it to be over, you know what I mean? Let's find out who got who and move on. That's not how it works.
No. And today is finally the big day, so the nonsense will end soon, right, in just a few hours.
Yeah.
Right? And let's talk about the Browns here, Jason. You've written a lot about the Browns over the years. We've had you on the show. You've been on our station a million times. You've been to Cleveland a lot, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, it's taken forever for the Browns to be good because they've been bad for so long. But in another way, it's happened quick. Like, once they got Stefanski and Berry, when they finally hired the right people, those guys kind of turned it around quick, even though Browns fans have had to wait forever. And now you got an organization you really believe in right now. It's remarkable.
Yeah, no, and they're dealing from a position of strength now. I mean, they have built a roster to the point where they don't – and a lot of people have had a hand in – you know, it's going across multiple regimes here, but they now have enough sort of roster capital – that they don't have to reach, they don't have to stretch, they don't have to be pigeonholed into anything. And frankly, I think where they're sitting at 26, given that, okay, if you were going to ask me to start picking their roster apart, I would go and look at linebackers and say, well, what about the second level of their defense? And I would say, what about, how many games are you getting out of Clowney? And,
right.
But for where they are at 26, I think they will be in pretty good shape to get a linebacker or to take a flyer. I'm not in love with any of these edge rushers, but at 26, a boom or bust guy, it's not going to set the franchise back if it's a bust and there's shots worth taking. So I think, you know, we talk about him on my radio show here in Baltimore quite a bit. Yeah. We're always talking about the division, and I think you don't play football on paper. But if you did right now in this division, I would like the names that the Browns could write down on their piece of paper more than the names that the other three teams could.
I agree, Jason. And you talk about the division. I think it's close between the Browns and Ravens, but I like the Browns slightly ahead of the Ravens right now. I said about a month ago on my show, you tell me if you think I'm nuts and it's okay if you do. I said that these are three big ifs maybe, but I said if Joe Burrow's healthy, the Bengals offensive line improves.
Right.
And Ben goes over the cliff, which I believe he will this year.
Yes.
That the Steelers will finish dead last if those things happen. Is that realistic?
I don't think it's out of the question. I wouldn't even put Ben in there because I think we know what our eyes have told us what Ben
right.
is.
Yeah.
I think it's if can Cincinnati play a lick of defense? Like, do they need to score 40 to win every game? You know, I still have deep concerns. I think defensively, if you gave me their defense on paper last year versus this year, and we know that was not a very good defense, I'll take last year's version. Like, ooh. William Jackson or the corner from Pittsburgh, William Jackson. Carl Lawson, or maybe this Hendrickson thing is real, or maybe it's not, and we're going to spend 16 to find that out instead of just giving Lawson his 30. Like, I don't really know where they've gotten better. Their linebacking situation is atrocious. They still have issues on the offensive line. Saying all that, the offense could have, especially if we're sliding in Ja'Marr Chase, the offense with some offensive line help could be really something to watch. I just don't know who they can stop. But I don't like where Pittsburgh's going. And if Pittsburgh does what I think they're going to do, which is take a running back and not just be selling out to take offensive and defensive linemen and really look at the long view, I think it's going to catch up to him at some point. Mike Tomlin's going to have a losing season. Maybe he fights it off this year because of what they do, but I think one's coming around the corner.
We're talking with Jason Lockenfora. Jason, the Browns have four key guys that our contracts are either up after this year or next year. After this year, you got Wyatt Teller, who had a great breakout season as the right guard, and Nick Chubb. After next year, obviously, with a fifth-year option, you got Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. In 3 years, will all four of those guys still be on the Browns?
Probably not, you know. I mean, and in part, it could be because they're now in a position to just start drafting whoever they think the best football players are. And inherently, sometimes you find out you've got the next man up, even though you weren't necessarily trying or even though you were really thinking that there's a second contract here for everybody. You know, there usually isn't. Again, if you are keeping if you're keeping sort of the decks replenished, then it makes it a little easier to say, you know what, we're going to let him go make that, you know, extra couple of million dollars in free agency a year somewhere else, and we'll take the comp pick and move on. So, are they going to have all those guys? I doubt it. I doubt it. It's not impossible, though. I mean, look, it also just depends on ownership, too. I mean, we talk about cap all the time. The payroll is what really matters. How much are you really spending on your team? The cap isn't stopping the Tampa Bay Bucks from keeping everybody they possibly want because ownership's willing to pay everybody they possibly want. So, and there have been times, certainly, where Haslam was slinging it around. So, those are first-world problems. And I'm glad that you guys finally have him.
That's right. Baker specifically, he said recently that it's on, you know, long-term deals on the back burner. He's not worried about it, you know. Do you think they're even talking right now, or do you think the Browns – obviously, Baker would probably want to wait one more year, but do you think the Browns want to see him do it one more year before committing long-term?
I'm with you that I don't think this has been a front burner issue for either side yet. Now things have a way of, you know, all of a sudden after the draft, and especially if we're going to have another largely virtual offseason, and then all of a sudden you find yourself with time on your hands and maybe you make a few phone calls and see what's there. But yeah, I don't, this isn't one where I'm getting the sense that there's this immediate need or there's a whole lot of inertia towards that. And Yes, by waiting, the price on all quarterbacks goes up. I mean, that's just what happens. But, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if this one played out more, 10, 11 months from now than right now.
Right. We're talking with Jason Lockett for Odyssey NFL Insider. Jason, I know you only do one mock draft. Some people do like 1,000. You do one, which is good. And you mentioned linebacker for the Browns, Jamin Davis out of Kentucky. That's your choice. You also have Christian Barmore going one pick before with Jacksonville. There's been a lot of reports about, is there an issue with him off the field? Mm-hmm. Is his stock dropping? Because that's certainly a position that the Browns could consider there as well. What's give us your thoughts on Davis, why you picked him for the Browns, and what Barmore's status is heading into draft day?
Yeah, I mean, look, Barmore's not everybody's cup of tea. He's not always coachable. He has a personality that, some people think is more of an issue than others. And he has a tendency to follow what his eyes tell him versus what necessarily the game plan and the scheme and the play call tells him. And that can yield great results, and that can yield things that make coaches go crazy. I just am looking at the profile of, Urban Meyer, and he's in it for the first time, and, he has not, in his college days, character risks were not something that he was unwilling to take with great regularity. And then I look at Trent Baalke and what went on in San Francisco and some of the things that they did there where you're like, whoa, they clearly aren't worried about anything other than, whether Reuben Foster can get to that football. So I just kind of line it up with their needs, and I know they're trying to – and it might be the kid Russo instead. Maybe it's the Penn State pass rusher, but I just felt like – his production in the SEC would resonate with them. He might not even go in the first round. I mean, obviously,
right. Yeah.
Who the hell knows? I'm throwing 32 darts here, 25 darts. There's probably 7 or 8 that I feel like I would be absolutely stunned if I don't have right. And then as for the Browns, I just think that's a heck of an athlete. I think that's somebody who the mock draft nation has been – the whole linebacker class in general, I kind of felt like – and I've been writing about it at CBSSports.com for a couple months now. I don't think it was getting the love that it deserved. I like this year's class more than last year's class. Last year you had that cluster. You had Simmons, and then you had that cluster in the 20s. Seattle, Baltimore, the Chargers all took inside linebackers. All of them struggled. Right. This year, I like this group more than that group. And people I talk to who have done a great job evaluating linebackers over the year really like this group more than that group. They like it better at the top, and they think it's a little deeper. And I think that kid's a football player, and that's the range he's going in, I'm convinced.
One other interesting guy in that body of the draft, if you will, at 20 you've got Caleb Farley going to the Bears. You're hearing, we've heard that, there's teams that love Caleb Farley, and there's teams that might even have him on the board.
Yeah, and I don't know for them. I don't have the intel. I'm just looking at, I know how much work they've done on corner, and I could see those guys kind of feel like, and look, they may end up trading up for Trey Lance, and really I had them trading up for Trey Lance until I literally took this from a notebook and started typing it out. And then I'm like, well, do I really think the Lions would pass on him again here? It could be a moot point because I think the Bears may find a way to come away with a quarterback without having to go all the way to 7 or 8 to do it. Corner is an absolute need for them. They lost the Virginia Tech corner who was a pretty darn good football player for them. Those guys are trying to save their jobs. If they find a plug-and-play day one boundary corner who really helps that defense at that spot, that might be the way they go. But it could be Newsom. It could be Stokes. There's a number of corners who would make sense there. Campbell.
Go ahead. Jason, I saw a report earlier today that there's some medicals just came into teams today, and guys maybe – is there some truth to that?
Yeah, this is really the wild, wild west.
Wow.
This is just – it's different than anything I can remember. And even some of the numbers you have, how much do you totally trust them? You know, are
right.
the schools finessing them a little bit? You just don't have that normal baseline clearinghouse stuff of, well, we can go back to the film. Well, there's not a ton of film in this season. Well, we can go back to the combine. Well, there was no combine. We can go back to the physical. He took it. No, he didn't take any physical when he visited us because he didn't visit us. Mm. It is. I don't like to make a lot of excuses for these guys, but it's an unusual circumstance. And then, yes, there are definitely teams who are still doing further digging on medicals, and it's less than ideal.
Jason, last thing, not draft related. The Browns cut Sheldon Richardson a week or two ago as a cap cut. I mean, it was going to be a $13 million cap hit. He's certainly not worth that money. But they're a little thin at the position. Do you think the Browns may end up re-signing him at a lower rate, or you think he goes somewhere
else? Possible.
Else?
You know, I mean, look, at this point, you're waiting until after the draft, and, you know, after May 4th, these guys, well, he's different because he got cut, so it's not a comp formula thing so much for him. But at this point, you're going through the draft, and then there will be, you know, him, Justin Houston, Alejandro Villanueva. Yeah, by the middle of next week, we're probably going to know where those guys are. And
right.
I think he's in that group. And some teams that like him also like some of these other free agents, and how much money does the owner really going to give us to spend after the draft. But no, I thought he was a pretty good fit there. I thought, you know, he played good ball for them. And he's a guy who's kind of high highs and low lows. And I felt like he stabilized a little bit there. But you're right, that money and that cap. And it could be one where he comes back to them. Yeah, it wouldn't stun me.
Jason, great stuff, man. Enjoy the draft today. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Enjoy it as well. Thank you.
You too. That's Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. That's the new Odyssey app, AUDACY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.